Innisfail, Didsbury. The town of Innisfail has received campaign finance disclosures from all candidates who ran in the October 18, 2021 general municipal election. Under the Provincial Local Authorities Election Act, the deadline for the two mayoral candidates and 14 town council candidates to file the disclosures was March 1. Everyone who was a candidate, and that includes the people who did not win, I have received all of them, said Erica Vickers, the town's returning officer for the 2021 general municipal election. Vickers, who is also the town's director of corporate services, said the town will now just hold on to the disclosures in case the province needs them or if a local citizen wants to review them, which they can do through a request under the Provincial Freedom of Information and Protection of Privacy Act. We are not doing anything with it. We are just holding on to them for now, said Vickers. The town of Didsbury's chief administrative officer has also given his final report on the 2021 municipal election. Held on October 18, 2021, the town of Didsbury municipal election saw 1,667 eligible voters casting ballots, slightly higher than in 2017, when 1,651 people voted. The election was the first time the town of Didsbury used automated voting machines, which proved effective and accurate, said Ethan Gorner. All candidates who ran in the election have completed and submitted their campaign disclosure statements as required under the Local Authorities Election Act, he said. Council accepted Gorner's report as information. Meanwhile, the town of Sundry is getting legal advice after only 8 out of the 13 candidates that ran for municipal council in Sundry filed the necessary paperwork by the March 1 deadline. Related. Legal advice sought over 2021 Sundry municipal candidates missed filing deadline.